This isn't even a business. Somehow, some way, myself and a handful of other people out there have learned how to turn this into a business where I don't have to work in the business all day, every day. Like, I've got people, the right people in the right seats to make things happen.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Javier, with the Naked Truth about real estate investing. Today, I got a good friend of mine, Terry Thayer. He is in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's in my market, and he's a really, really good friend of mine. And I can't believe I didn't meet you earlier when I got started in real estate. It would have been a lot more fun, and you make things interesting. What can I say about this guy? He's a wholesale, fix houses. He's a builder. Develop land, you know, he believes in the multiple streams of income. He's like e-com, he got coaching. I don't know. Did you belly dance? I think I don't know what it was. I missed that on the bio.
If I did, I forgot about it. It's probably a good thing to forget about. So, yeah,
no problem. But super excited you're here. You got tons of knowledge. I know you went through the 08 debacle, and maybe we talk a little bit about that. What you've seen, any similarities of the 220, like anybody in fear or stuff like that? We can maybe hit that. Just go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know what I missed. I'm sure we can talk about an hour of your bio, but just give us a big picture.
Yeah, just do a quick big picture. I got started in 2002, real estate investing, bought a house, cut the roof off, I put a second floor addition, a friend of mine and I, and it literally just snowballed from there. We knew we wanted to do something like this, but didn't know exactly the path. Just started, just, you know, that, what does Grant Cardone say? Just like take action, figure out the details later. That's exactly what we did in that scenario. And yeah, just been doing this ever since. Prior to 08, you mentioned 08. Prior to 08, we used to go to a bank, get funding. And it was like, I felt like I was robbing the bank every time I walk out of it because it was so freaking easy. They're like, oh yeah, just sign here. Boom, $1 million. You know, just a lot of times they would, you know, fund a big portion of it right off the bat. A lot of times they would fund the entire 100% of the loan. So it was pretty wild back then. It's no surprise whatsoever that what happened happened, right? Yeah. Because the banking crisis, I mean, it was just wild. But then after a while, after 2008, I didn't really know how to get money. So I didn't know about private money. So I was doing high-end renovations for people for several years. Like I wouldn't take on a client unless just over a phone call, I can gauge that this is at least a $150,000 deal. And I didn't even do too many deals that were even only $150,000. They were $250,000 and above. I mean, I had renovations and additions that we did that were almost $900,000.
Wow.
Just in a renovation in Raleigh, you know, I mean, jeez. You say that in California, that might be a different story, but I mean, that's pretty wild here in Raleigh.
And back, that was in the 2000.
That was after 08. That was between 08 and around 2011.
That's when like the price, the medium average of a house here was maybe what, $250,000? Or maybe around
$250,000. Yeah.
So imagine a $900,000 rehab when your average house sells for $250,000. That's pretty big rehab.
So she bought this house as a foreclosure for about $350,000.
Wow.
And added like $870,000, $880,000, somewhere around there.
Wow.
Into this property. Huge addition. A lot of it was outdoor space, believe it or not. Outdoor space, studio, and renovated the entire house. But yeah, then I learned about private money and it was just back off to the races again, flipping, wholesaling, building new houses again. And that's just what we do. And now today, what does today look like? I have zero involvement in all of the operations of the real estate companies. They completely run themselves. My team, I'm in here in my office right now. And, you know, I offer support, coaching, mentorship to my team. And my big focus is mentoring other people from making the mistakes that I went through, because really my journey began in 2012. It began in 2012 because that's when I started hiring mentors. When I started hiring mentors and just that level of education, adding that on, I didn't know about it prior to that. You know, so I went 10 years, 2002 to 2012, trying to figure all this crap out on my own, tripping and falling, making mistakes. But then you have to take from 2012 to 2021, it took several years of me stop being such a damn hard head, control freak, thinking I know how to do everything better, to figuring out how to outsource and how to maximize and how to, you know, use other people. I was just telling one of my guys earlier today. I'm like, what's 5 plus 5?
What I don't know, man. I'm not good at math.
15. Come on. You know this. I know you know. 5 plus 5 is what?
It's 10.
What's 5 times 5?
25.
It's just multiplication, right? So we could do more by multiplying, duplicating versus just trying to do everything ourselves.
A couple of things you said there right away. If you notice and say, hey, yeah, I flipped my first house. I took the freaking roof off and built a second story. Only you would do that on your first damn job.
The first probably 10, 15 houses, that's what we did. It was over there by NC State.
Yeah.
And we were buying these little tiny ranches. We were cutting roofs off of them, putting second floor additions, and typically making them 4 bedroom, 4 bath houses and renting them out by the room for $650 bucks per room.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
And we'd be all in for under $200,000 on these houses when we're done. Yeah.
You were also talking about, you know, the first 10 years you did it on your own, right? So just imagine, just in only those 10 years, you would have spent $100,000 on some coaching, some mentoring. How much money could you have made? Just $100,000. I mean, really, you can really spend $100,000 a year. You know, that's a good number.
I do. I just hired a mentor right now that just in this one mentor, I'm doing over that a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing that for now 3, 4, 5 years, at least 6 figures a year. And yeah, I'll probably do multiple this year.
Yeah, I definitely believe in that, because I always say you can pay somebody for the guidance or you pay the street.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be more expensive. It'll be a lot harder and you make more mistakes. So that's one of the things
a lot more time.
I never like to ask for help. I always want to do stuff on my own, but I realize that it's okay to ask for help, you know?
Oh, I love asking for help now. Yeah, I used to be a hardhead and like wouldn't even ask for directions. And I'm not looking at my GPS. Now I'm like, where do we go? How do we get there? Where's the map? Pop on the GPS. Like, I want, as we get older, right? I'm 45. What are you, 40? You're in your 40s too, right?
Yeah, early 40s.
Or 22. You're 22, right? But yeah, I mean, as we get older, we understand and value time more than anything, right? So how can we do things faster? How can we not waste time? How can we be more efficient?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, right? Because the older you get, you want to work a lot smarter, right?
Yeah.
Definitely want to work a lot smarter. So starting now, right? Say you got somebody out there, say, hey, I want to flip some houses. I want to wholesale. Hey, I want to build, et cetera, right? I mean, what's the first piece of advice you tell somebody that says, hey, I want to do real estate investing?
Yeah, I mean, don't try to do it on your own. Like, learn from someone. And if someone's like completely green, has no clue, they just are trying to get the basics. There's so much free information out there. Like, get on YouTube and just start hitting the search menu for all kinds of different things, absorbing videos, getting your feet wet, getting any kind of free data you can. Start doing it. Maybe get your first deal going just to kind of learn those first pieces. Get some money and hire a mentor. If you can hire a mentor right off the bat, that's the way to go. Right? It's going to excel your business. It's going to excel everything. And like we already discussed and talked about, I mean, it's going to end up being cheaper at the end.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Either, like I said, you know, either pay somebody to help you out along the way, or you pay the street. So another question for you. So what do you think about the folks that teach just pretty much anything? Or they just take real estate, teach, hey, this is how you flip houses, but they haven't flipped a house in 4 years, right? Or you got the guys that say, hey, I'm flipping houses now and I'll teach you how to do it. What's your thought on that?
So there's gurus and gurus.
Okay.
So you just described the guru. I did it one time. All of a sudden, I'm the professional. I'm out there, you know, creating courses and I'm a mentor. Stay away from those people. If they're not doing it, they don't have proof of concept. Okay. I said I have zero to do with operations, but I'm in the middle of it. Like, everything's going on here. They're coming up to me, asking me advice. I'm reading my KPIs. I'm working with my partners on like what we have to do to move the needle. But I'm helping make decisions and I'm coaching, mentoring and pushing and, you know, all that stuff. But I'm not actually the one pulling the levers, pushing the buttons and making everything happen. So hiring somebody who has an actual active business going on, they don't have to be really, I mean, like someone like myself who is, we have a business that's automated, that's doing it, has the experience, they have the knowledge, has the, you know, can show for it, is obviously the best people. I'm not the only person. There's a lot of people out there like that. Like, that's a person that you need to hire.
Well, yeah, that is awesome. So, you know, you got some cash, you want to learn how to flip, you know, do real estate wholesale flip. You know, you got to learn how to find deals. You got to learn how to analyze, kind of deal structures, how to fund a deal, and how to exit, right? That's kind of pretty much the cycle. And if you can find someone out there that can actually do that whole cycle for you, it makes it easier for you and has a like a proven concept. Hey, this is how it works. You do this, you'll get this. But you got to listen, right? If you do this, you get this, right? So you got to make sure you do. And that's one of the things that I like about what you guys offer is you pretty much got turnkey from, hey, marketing, how we get deal flow, our acquisitions, our disposition. You guys have a pretty cool calculator you guys use. It'll spit out some numbers like, hey, you're going to rehab it, fix it, flip it, rent it, you know, et cetera. You guys got some stuff like that.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, like A to Z. I mean, the whole part and piece. Like, I'm not going to teach someone how to evaluate a deal. Like, that's what YouTube's for. But we'll take somebody and we'll teach you how to scale and automate it. Like, here's the biggest thing. Like, real estate is what? It's a freaking hustle. Like, yeah. This isn't even a business. Somehow, some way, myself and a handful of other people out there have learned how to turn this into a business where I don't have to work in the business all day, every day. Like, I've got people, the right people in the right seats to make things happen. So to me personally, it's not a hustle. To my team, it may be a hustle. It's a grind. It's going, but that's what I try to teach people is how to put that in place.
Yeah. So you got yourself a system, which is great. You got your office, everybody's there working, which is awesome. You got a book out. Yeah.
Almost out. Play to win. We've got the title finalized. We're going with the final book covers. It's in final editing revision right now. So we're hoping in the next 30 days, probably by the time this releases, it'll be out on Amazon. Play to win.
Awesome. So just make sure I get that link so I can put it down at the show comments below.
For sure.
I mean, that's amazing. You know, so having a team, building a team, how much time now? You have free time. What other things are you doing, right? Like, what else? You're a great believer in multiple streams of income. So what has been the next steps?
So my main focus is my passion project, which is mentoring people, teaching people how to do what I'm doing, the path of least resistance without making the amount of mistakes that I made along the way, right? So that's where most of my time is. The other thing is my e-com business. Like, real estate, again, real estate's a hustle. Use that money as a vehicle to put it in other places to grow wealth. And one of the things that we're doing is we're using e-commerce. E-commerce is where things are going, right? A lot of things are going to e-commerce and crypto. So we got a ton of money in e-commerce. We got a ton of money in crypto. I don't believe, like, I've got a little bit of money in stocks, other things. I love real estate. I think everybody on the planet should be in real estate, one shape, form, or another. Everybody should be in real estate. So e-commerce is, I'm building the systems, the team, the sales, and really taking that off. And it's been a pretty cool venture with how that's going. E-com automation.
Oh, for sure. So would you say, like you said right now, everybody has to own or do real estate in some way, form, or fashion, right? Either actively or passively. So e-com, right? Would you say that same thing, right? Everybody has to do some kind of e-com, either actively or passively.
I'm getting to that point, right? It's just another thing. Like, it's funny. All the e-com guys want to be in real estate. All the real estate guys want to be in e-com. It's hand in hand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I truly believe that everybody is, that's going to become, like, e-com is a fairly new platform thing that people are jumping on. Because here's the thing, it used to be where you can only be in it actively and you had to learn all the ropes. There's a lot to learn and know about to be in e-com, right? So if you don't know how to do that, like myself, like, I was going through courses trying to figure out different things, and I'm like, man, all I'm doing is creating another job for myself. So then I first learned about e-com automation. So doing Amazon stores, that was my first thing. Hire somebody, buy a store from them. They set everything up. They do all the products. They manage it and they do splits. And I'm like, I can be in e-com passively, semi-passively. I still have to pay my credit cards. I still have to pay them for their service. But I thought that was pretty wild. And so, yeah, we jumped in head first on that. Now we own our own company doing the same thing because I'm trying to change it up in the point that I'm trying to get better returns with people, for people, trying to do it more ethically, trying to just change the game in a whole nother way with my shit in business. I've been in business for almost 25 years.
Yeah.
I've been in business. So using those business skills to apply it to this and really scale it and help people get killer returns.
Well, that's awesome. I know we were talking a little bit about that right before the interview. So you and I have a chat here next day or two, and then I definitely want to bring you back and just hit nothing but the e-com side. Just have an episode.
Yeah, for sure. That. That's my next book, by the way. As soon as this book's done, I've got a book that I'm going to do on e-com.
Cool. But I know one of your passions is definitely coaching, teaching, and I know you have a cool event that happens once a year. I know last year didn't happen because of COVID. You got big plans, and I just saw it this week. I think it was this week. You started putting it out there to date. So tell me a little bit about that, which I'm going to definitely be there.
Yes, you are going to be there. You're going to be not only going to be there, but you'll be on stage. So
awesome.
You'll be speaking. So
I need to wear Speedos. What color Speedos do I wear?
I don't know. What color you like?
I don't know.
You kind of look good in pink.
I like the hot neon green. And I'll wear some pink.
I don't know. Hot pink is your color. You got the tan going. You know, I think you should do that.
We'll figure it out. And I'll do a dance too as I come out on stage. How about that?
Yeah. With some like little Vienna sausage.
There you go, man. Did not edit that from this video. Leave it on there.
I love it.
Anyways, so tell me a little bit more. Yeah. Tell me about what's going on in September.
So this particular tab stands for the absolute best. I'll tell you a little bit about how it was born. So my wife, kids, and I were all in Mexico at this resort, and I'm sitting there on the poolside, and she's up on the cabana. I just had this thought. I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be pretty cool if we could get a bunch of real estate investors from all over the country down here for an entire week just to kind of like hang out, mastermind, network, and just, you know, get together with like-minded individuals. And she's like, yeah, that would actually be pretty cool. So, you know, we thought about it, talked about it, went back, didn't really do anything about it, didn't take action. Maybe 2 months later, put a post on Facebook and got hundreds of people. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's do it. You know, all that. I just basically described it. So then still didn't do anything. So a few months later, started talking to the resort and set the whole thing up and put a couple posts on Facebook, didn't really push it. And it wasn't a business, right? It was just a thing I was doing. I had some friends reach out to me. Hey man, I've always wanted to do that. It's such a cool idea. Not only am I going to go, do you need help? I'll help you out with it. So I put together a Facebook group. In the Facebook group at the time, it was like Real Estate Investors Mexico event or Mexico. It was like something stupid generic,
right? And what is it called now? So in case we put it on the show.
Tab, the absolute best. Tab Retreat is what this is.
T-A-B, Tango.
T-A-B, yep. So yeah, I put this Facebook group together. I invited people. I asked people to invite people to the group, and we started building up the group. And so we get down there, or just before we're getting down there, all these people are like, oh man, I hate, I'm going to miss this one. I want to make the next one. When's the next one? And I'm just kind of chuckling because what do you mean next one? Like, this is just something we're doing, not a business, not an event. And I got this villa, actually the exact same villa that we were in.
Yep.
It was the exact same villa that we were in a couple months ago.
Yep.
And yeah, so I had people down there. Everyone's having a blast, and we're meeting in the villa, just having a good time, connecting with people. And while the people that were down there, they were like, man, I can't wait for the next one. When's the next one? So I'm like, okay, there's obviously a demand for this. So me and some friends went and sat in a room, like, what are we going to call this thing? And drinking tequila, and over tequila came up with the absolute best retreat for real estate investors. And that's where TAB came in place, and it's stuck ever since. So now this is going to be our fifth event. So
kind of give me the agenda. It's like a week long, right? 6 days long.
Yeah. Week long, 7 days, Saturday to Saturday. So we arrive on Saturday. That evening we have a welcoming party. So everyone gets together and just, you know, hanging out. We have a welcoming party. And by the way, it's an all inclusive resort, really high end. You were there. I mean, it's great food, great place. So you've got it's an all-inclusive resort. So when people pay to come to this event, everything's included. They buy their flights, they pay for the event, and everything else is taken care of. So you get there on Saturday. Saturday night is a welcoming party. And then you've got 4 days that are very similar. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Those 4 days, it's the event. So event production, what people are normally used to as an event, from 9 to 1. From 1 to 2:30, up to 10 people can sign up to sit and have lunch with each one of the speakers. So there'll be 12 different speakers there, plus different sponsors that they would also want to sit with. So they get to sit and have like a one-on-one lunch with, not one-on-one, but 10-on-1 lunch, small group lunch, and just, you know, sit with them, pick their brain, and, you know, help them excel in their business. After that, it's typically people are networking, hanging out at the pool bar, going to the spa, going on excursions, whatever the case might be. And then dinner So that's what those 4 days look like. So 4 hours, 4 days is actual event. On Monday, I rent, well, in this case, it's probably going to be a couple of boats, but we go out big boats for the whole day, go over to Isla Mujeres. You can probably say it. Yeah, man,
I got you and my wife were dancing. I got you guys on video. That was hilarious.
I know. I've seen it too. Yeah, we were jamming out on the last one. But yeah, we go over to the island. They drop us off. We just, you know, eating, partying, having a great old time. That's all day Monday. And then Thursday, I don't schedule anything. It's just a free day. The resort gives you $1,500 used for resort credits. You could use it at the spa or in different excursions, different things that you can use it for. And then Friday, we do a farewell party and everyone leaves Saturday morning. So it's just a really good time. There's people that met at the first one that are two opposite ends of the country that are just like still stay in contact with people and made good connections from what we've done at this event.
Yeah. And I know you're going to have amazing speakers out there. I don't want to spill the beans, but I kind of know already who you're trying to get out there. It's going to be amazing. So it's going to be super cool.
Yeah.
And what does this cost? It's like $15,000 for one person, $20,000 for two, something like that.
I wish you want to pay that. That's good. No. So $5,500 for one person, $6,500 for two people in a room. And yeah, like I said, other than flights, everything else is included.
So can you bring your kids?
Yeah, you can bring up to two kids under the age of 18.
Under the age of 18, two kids in that all-inclusive for a week in a first-class resort in Cancun, Mexico, food, entertainment, all the drinks you're going to have, plus this conference. Man, it's definitely, I mean, that's what it will cost you just to go take a vacation, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you can write it off in your taxes, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Really looking forward to it. September, what day?
September 11th through the 18th.
All right, 11th through the 18th. I'll make sure there's a link at the bottom of the show notes so we can definitely get everybody out there and get everybody signed up. And so I appreciate that, Terry. I'm looking forward to it. This September, man. Sure. So
it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Hey, so this transition over to my roulette, my Naked Truth roulette. I'm actually surprised this interview's gone fairly well. I figured one of us would have been in some trouble by now. We would have said something.
Goofing off something. Yeah, yeah, like
man,
you said.
I was really nervous about this interview. You know, I'm like, man, am I... Are people going to just shut me off? Are people not going to give me money anymore when I raise the money for my deals? I was like super nervous. Just like the first time you met my wife, I was so nervous that my wife was like, oh, you should have seen me. I was sweating. I'm like, man, my wife's going to meet Terry. I couldn't sleep. Man, she loves you, you know.
How have we lived like literally right beside each other in the same town for all these years doing the exact same thing and we just finally met?
Yeah, we met like early last year, around time, which is insane.
You're my Mexican brother.
Hey, man, there you go. You're the sister I always wanted. So, you know, it's awesome. All right, yeah, man, let's go with this.
My hair out.
This roulette. Yeah, real quick. Let me share my screen. And I'm going to make it easier for you. All right. The Naked Truth Roulette. We've got four questions, and you don't get a pass. You can answer all of them. All right, question number one. Let's see what we got. Let's check this out.
I've never seen this before.
There we go. Let's see what we got. Oh my gosh. If you were transported 400 years into the past with no clothes or anything, how would you prove you were from the future?
400 years ago.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even do the math. I think it's like 1620 something.
Yeah, 16. How would I prove that I was from the future?
Yeah.
I think that's easy going that direction. The other direction might be, I don't know. But I mean, that direction, it's just going to be talking about different, I guess, technology and just knowledge of sales and marketing. And
all I would say is that you would end up in crazy places, man. That's all I got to say.
That's a tough they'll question. Probably lock me that's up in a cave.
I couldn't even answer that one. Let's go to question number two. It was a tough one. Question number two. Let's see what we got here. What is the best Wi-Fi name you've seen?
I love when you see the FBI ones or the CIA ones.
Like policeman outside, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's my neighbor that has that.
FBI van, hey. Black FBI van.
So I'm going to tell you which one I had one time. And I had my sister-in-law that came over to visit. And they knew which one was mine. They're like, viejo, because they speak Spanish. Viejo means like old man. They're like, viejo, I know which is your Wi-Fi. I'm like, which one is it? Don't steal my internet. I go, yeah, that's right. That's mine. But how'd you know that was mine? Because you misspelled the word steel. You put the actual steel, like the metal, like the piece, not steel, like take it out of my pocket.
Anyways, I love it. That's how they figured out. That would be something I'd do.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I think you and I have about the same.
Yeah.
on spelling.
I read a couple more books than you.
Yeah, a couple more for sure. All right, question number three. Let's roll. Let's see what we got in here. I put some new ones today just for you.
This is pretty cool. I've never seen this.
All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah. I want to hear this one. Have you ever cried at a movie?
I'm sure I have. I know I have.
I'm going to ask your wife.
You know, so she would never know because I don't come out and tell. I don't kiss and tell, you know.
All right.
I know I get choked up a little bit. Like,
all right, okay.
Blowing out cry? Heck no. Like, a little bit all choked right, up right. For sure.
All right, last question, last question. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got. Do you have any tattoos? I don't know.
I have two.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got one on my arm.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Because
them all.
When we were in Cancun, you had this big old hot tub and we're like the only two dudes in there and we were like right next to each other. And I saw that tattoo. That's right. You're like, you went to my right side. And I'm like, oh, why are we like right next to each other? It's like, we have all this space, but you know, whatever.
It was huge. It was like a swimming pool.
Yeah, swimming pool. We're like right next to each other. Like I could feel your thigh on my knee. I hope that was your thigh. I don't know, man. I hope that was. Oh,
that's
man. We've come to the end of our interview and I really, really appreciate it. Just talked a little bit about real estate, where you came from, kind of what's your passion. You started doing everything yourself and then you have a team and you love to coach other folks. So avoid the brain damage, guys, and find yourself a coach you like that fits your personality. And I definitely highly recommend Terry for sure and his team. He's got a book coming out. You can also find him on social media. You want to throw those out? Any handles there, Terry?
Yeah. Yeah. So the book's going to be called Play to Win. You can get that on Amazon here in just a few weeks. And then all my social handles are Terry Thayer II. So TerryThayerII stands for I'm the second. So II, not captain. But yeah, TerryThayerII.com and Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Awesome. And I'll put the tab retreat. I have a special contact name for you on my contacts, but I'm going to share that on the air, which is hilarious. You saw that.
I saw that the other day.
I texted to somebody one time, but I'm like, holy crap. I just, and I'm like, oh shoot. It was somebody I knew that was like super serious. I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad. But anyways.
I need to do that for your name in my contacts as well.
I'm cool with that. You can come up with anything you like. So, and again, I appreciate Grace Board. And is one more show completed here in the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And don't lose your shirt. Time consuming, it can be very scary. It could be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6-unit, it could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.